Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Achiri Adams, MA History student in the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill, and history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School. On this day, October 18, 1951, the Legislative Council considered a bill to control flooding caused by excessive rains and high tides. The main reason for this bill was the devastating flood of August 31st and September 1st, 1949, which resulted in considerable damage and loss of life. Districts in the vicinity of the Constitution River, like Halls Road, Belmont Road, and Queen's Park, suffered from the brunt of the devastation, and the government subsequently relocated a number of houses from these flood-prone districts to a government housing area in the Bayland. During the debate, it was stated that some persons, in spite of repeated warnings, had re-erected houses in the flood-prone areas, and that the growing of crops like corn and sugarcane in waterways had increased the likelihood of flooding. According to the Honorable Mr. F.E. Field, who seconded the motion, it was the custom of nearby residents to plant crops in the gully which led to the Constitution River. He noted that during heavy rainfall, the crops initially held back the water, but when it was released, the sudden flood overwhelmed the narrow channel at Roebuck Street and flooded the upper reaches of the Constitution River. The proposed bill empowered the Director of Highways and Transport Authority to carry out flood works, which may include the removal of such buildings, trees and growing crops, etc. Clause 7 of the bill stated that no person could build or cultivate crops in a flood-prone area without the written permission of the governor. Furthermore, no compensation would be payable in respect of any building constructed after due notice was given to quit, as the community must be looked after. Surely, for some time, the flooding in this area had caused death and destruction in the community. To prevent any reoccurrence, the Legislative Council considered the Prevention of Floods Bill on this day, October 18, 1951.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.